Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. I am so glad you're here joining me on Game Day, Birds Not Balls. My name is Micah Burgess, and I'm a birth doula in Waco, Texas. And I have a special guest with me today. It is a client, actually a repeat client. And this sweet friend is so much fun. We're going to have a blast today on the show. So, Becca, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Welcome.
Thank you so much. How fun is this? Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
I'm Becca Gross. I am 36 years old. I have used Micah 2 times for my natural births. Loved every second of it. I am from Houston, the Houston area, from Katy. Went to Baylor, met my husband at Baylor. Mm-hmm. He's a Wacoan, loves this sweet town, and now we call it home.
I love it. I love it. All right. Tell everybody names and ages of your babies.
Oh, my sweet kiddos. Bowen, my son, our firstborn, he's 5 and a half. He's going to be 6 in July, he'll be 6 in July. And then Ainsley, I just turned 3 in March. Wow. And just so little girl, sweet, sweet little girl, independent as they come.
Love it.
And they are just my greatest blessings.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So you are here today. We're going to talk a little bit about your birth experiences. And as we're talking, I'm going to remember different things. I have a few things that stick out to me, but I'm going to let you jump in first, my friend. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about, I mean, you can start with, okay, pregnancy sucked, or it was hard getting pregnant, or whatever. You can start wherever you want. Let's talk about baby number one, Bowen.
Okay. Taylor and I will be celebrating our 12th wedding anniversary this summer.
Congrats.
So we've been married for 12 years, and then Bowen is about to be 6. Yep. So for 6 of those first years, we obviously did not have a baby.
Right.
And before we got married, he comes from a really small family. Mm. He has not a single one cousin in his entire family.
Oh, that's so strange.
It's so strange. I know.
Okay.
So he has no cousins. It's weird, right?
That is so interesting.
I'm like 50 or something stupid like that.
Same.
And so when we got married, we were like, oh, we just want to have all the kids and have them, you know, just have this big family and all that stuff. And that just, you know, that just wasn't God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to have a baby and just couldn't get pregnant. And so went to see a fertility doctor in Dallas and went through a whole round of IVF and ended up not getting pregnant and having no embryos left over. And then second round of IVF, we were just like, please, Lord, just we'll do anything. We just want one baby. And we actually transferred 3 embryos.
Wow.
With the thoughts like, oh, my land, are we going to have triplets? Oh, my God. And that would have been fine at that moment. But God blessed us with just one.
Wow.
And that was our Bowen boy.
I remember.
Yep.
I remember in our initial interview, you talking about, look, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, we've been trying and we've gone through all this stuff. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest with you, IVF clients are some of my favorites because of the journey that you guys have gone through in pregnancy and how difficult it's been. And then here you are having a baby, game day. All your dreams right here wrapped up in this birth, you know, and it's so joyous. It's so, I love it. It's wonderful.
And I think you just have so long to hope and dream about it. You know, just, I know this, I'm not like equating it to like building a house or anything, but
just,
anytime you have any time to like hope and dream and pray and wish and all the things for something, you just kind of not like you want to make it your own plan, because God's plan is always far better.
Right.
But
right.
You just have time to think about what you want, how it could be the most perfect for you. And once that finally came true for us, we were like, okay, yeah, we want to have a baby naturally. Okay. Yeah. What is that going to look like?
Okay. What are we doing? So what inspired you to, okay, I want to go this route. I want to have this baby naturally. You looked into hiring a doula. I mean, how did all that, where'd that come from?
You know, as weird as this sounds, Taylor had just such a, just like a strong feeling about breastfeeding, strange for a man to have, but he just knew like, okay, I'm pretty sure like mm-hmm. everything that I've read, I just feel like it would be really cool if we could do this mm-hmm. and it would work, you know,
me. Yeah. Thanks for using we.
I know, sweet guy. But yeah, so he just kind of had a strong feeling about that.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? I've never really thought about it, but I'm game for that, you know? And from the breastfeeding then came just kind of almost a spiraling into researching about births and honestly, we had waited for so long that a lot of our friends, most of them, all of them, had kids.
Yeah.
And we had kind of been on the bench watching their births.
Yeah.
And
so you learned a lot along the way.
And I'm like, well, do I want to do this whole epidural thing? Mm-hmm. And we kind of came to the conclusion that we didn't. And that I was going to try to do it naturally, just as God intended. So,
and you did way more than try, girl. You kicked labor's ass. That's all I'm going to say. You are amazing. You could have had 10 babies. I mean, seriously, born to birth as far as I'm concerned.
I'm telling you.
So let's talk about that first birth experience.
So I want to say I knew not... in my head, mm-hmm. pretty strong-willed person. Mm-hmm. So like I kind of had like a marker in my head. This is the line. This is going to be the line for me. Mm. And I actually never got there at home.
It.
Taylor, you know, I had just a little
you
bit
mean
of a
while back, you were laboring at home?
While I was laboring at home. Gotcha. So just a little bit of a backstory. Bowen, our firstborn, his middle name is Clifton. He's named after Taylor's uncle.
Okay.
And his uncle was sick with lung cancer and actually died just a few days before Bowen was born.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yes. Oh, yes. And Taylor was super, super close with his uncle. So he died a few days before Bowen was born. And the day I went into labor, which was July 12th, his funeral was that morning. And I remember saying, Lord, listen.
Wow.
I got through the visitation the night before. I knew he was coming. I just knew it. I could just feel it. My body was changing. And I was like, Lord, just let me get through this funeral at 9:30. Like, just let us get through this funeral. And we sure did.
Yeah.
And then I had an appointment with Dr. Reister that afternoon. And at 4:30 p.m., first contraction. Mm. And I just knew.
Yeah.
I was like, because I had Braxton Hicks from like 20 weeks on. I was like, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is it. Yep. I know it. He's coming.
Yeah.
And I labored just as much as I could at home, like you told us.
Yep.
Hang in there as much as you can. And I was in the bathtub about 9:30, and Taylor, he couldn't take it. He was like,
I get that.
Get out of the bathtub.
Hello.
It's time to go.
I ain't delivering your baby,
yes,
girl.
Yes. He was like, I am not comfortable with this. Get out of the bathtub. Let's go to the hospital. And I said, no, I can. And he made the right call. And we went, and I want to say we got there around 11. I think
it was late.
And they got us all checked in, and I want to say it was like a 6.
Yeah. You were far along for a first time mom. Definitely.
Oh yeah. I think it was a 6. And, Bowen was a little bit more work, which was really
normal.
Normal. I kind of walked around a little bit, and I remember you tried to get me out of the bed a little bit, and the nurses were like, get her back in the bed. But it felt so good. It was perfect. And my water broke, and he just kind of came out real easy.
Yep.
That's so disgusting. But
no,
he just kind of flew right out of there.
He did. He did. Yeah. It was a great birth.
Yeah.
It was a great, and you are highly entertaining, my friend.
Oh, my land. I think I said the F word in front of Dr. Mark Reister, who is just the sweetest sweetest man in all of Waco, Texas. God. And I think I said the F word.
It was hysterical.
Oh, gosh.
I was dying.
I wrote him an apology note after, sent it to his house. I was like, listen, Dr. So, Royster.
There's a chapter in my book called Sweet Southern Mouths. I love Becca. And it epitomizes what a sweet Southern mouth really is. Listen, she wrote the doctor an apology letter. That's how amazingly Southern polished, sweet woman she is. And so, you know, you hear F this and F that throughout the birth. I'm trying not to laugh. It was just so entertaining, so comical.
It was flying. And I want to say it was directed, at him. I was like, your effing finger. I mean, get it out.
Yes. What are you doing?
Yes. Yes. But it worked because then his head came right out. And then
Royster knows what he's doing. Yes. I'll tell you what.
Yes. And it wasn't the first F word he's ever heard. No. Hopefully.
I'm sure it's not.
Gosh. And won't be the last either.
Oh my gosh. So much fun. And so talk about that moment when Bowen was born.
Man, I don't think there are very many words that could really describe it.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, he just came right out and they put him on my chest. And I remember Taylor, my husband is very quiet and kept to himself and just so sweet. And I'll never forget for the entire rest of my life his face. Mm. Just looking at me and Bowen and there was lots of people in the room.
Yeah.
Lots of people. Yeah. And that's just all I'll ever remember is holding Bowen and looking at Taylor and watching him look at me. And honestly, just a giant sigh, like, I did it.
Oh yeah, girl.
I did it.
Back it up. Superwoman right here.
I did it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I'm so glad. And that is really how I want every mom to feel.
Yeah.
If I can do that, I can do anything. Like, get out of my way. And it's a great introduction to motherhood.
Yes.
Seriously.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, you just said, it's almost just like, I remember you telling me through my labor, like I tell every single friend this that has a baby.
Yeah.
Every contraction gets you closer to that baby.
Yes.
Every contraction, feel it, live it, go through it. That contraction gets you closer to that baby.
Yeah.
And, I feel that way just in motherhood, even in the season that I'm in right now.
Yes.
Every night that's hard with a kid with a broken leg.
Y'all, her 3-year-old daughter has a broken leg. I hate it. It's so sad. Fine.
But it's that same thing. Mm-hmm. Every night, every day is going to get you closer to the end goal.
Yeah.
And the end goal right now is getting her cast off. You know,
so
I mean,
good.
And it's the same thing with labor,
yep.
motherhood, those early days, everything.
I love that.
It's just a little hurdle. Jump those hurdles and you'll get to the end.
Yeah. And you're right. It's like embrace where you're at. Embrace the moment. I had a friend one time. We were in like a life group setting and she's sharing just very vulnerably and there's hard things going on in their life. But then she's seeing the Lord show up in different ways and she's crying and she goes, it's just crappy goodness. And I'm like, that is the perfect way to say that. It is crappy goodness. Absolutely. Through and through. So I love how you're just approaching life in that way. That's so cool.
Love that. Crappy goodness.
Right?
I'm using it.
Yeah, gotta adopt that one. All right. Now let's fast forward to little Miss.
Alrighty, Ainsley. She so we had Bowen and he was this is just, it was not easy.
Okay.
So we had trouble getting pregnant and then finally got pregnant. We're so overjoyed. The birth was perfect.
Wonderful.
Yes. I always say like we had trouble making the baby, but having the baby, I got that.
Check.
So he flew out and man, he was tough.
Like colicky, oh, poor
crying.
Guy. Yeah. I think I remember that.
Yes. But perfect, but tough.
Yeah.
For a year.
Okay.
He was 18 months old and we went through all this fertility, you know, and had a billion doctors tell us, this is never going to happen for y'all.
Wow.
Y'all are not going to get pregnant today.
Oh, we got miracle.
Pregnant. Oh, miracle.
Love it.
Yeah. We got pregnant on our own and the kicker. 5 weeks after we got pregnant, I had was rushed to the hospital, and it was tubal pregnancy. And so it had emergency surgery. In the hospital, Bowen was 18 months old. We were seriously thought that we had won the lottery. We were like, we did it. We got pregnant. We did this. And then, you know, lo and behold, I lost my right fallopian tube and a pregnancy, more important. But so there was that. That was in November. And then in March, we decided to do another round of IVF. Not pregnant, no embryos. And then we did another round. And we got pregnant. Same thing. We transferred three embryos. That was our fourth round. And three embryos and got pregnant with Ainsley. I know. There are two truly, every sense of the word, are two miracle babies.
I love it.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Yep. I love it. It's so sweet. It's so special. So tell me about her pregnancy.
Oh my
land. If you even remember.
I know.
It's hard to remember pregnancy when you already have it.
There in those first couple days, things were hairy. Like, one thing about living in Waco is you know all the people and you're so thankful to know all the people.
So true.
Because you just call on somebody and you're like, we need your help or here's the situation. And I feel like every doctor in Waco has saved my life.
We're so blessed. We're so blessed here.
And that is an understatement.
Yeah.
I mean, we just are. So there's this random mass in between my uterus and my bladder. And so we went through all the hoops, jumped through all the hoops and watched it for a little while. And they said, okay, it's not growing. We're just going to watch it. And so they transferred me to a maternal fetal specialist.
Okay.
And so they were watching me throughout the pregnancy, which was fine. And we were fine. And it wasn't growing at a rapid pace. So we weren't worried. And it was just, that's what it was. 36 weeks, I went in to go see the maternal fetal specialist, 36-4, I think is what it was. And I was kind of like, okay, like, what is it measuring? Is it the same? You know, what is it? And she was like, I'm not worried about this mass. She was like, you have zero amniotic fluid. You need to go to the hospital right now. It's time to have this baby. And I was like, what? No, 36-4, I got 4 weeks left. You got to be kidding me. No, 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 we're not ready. And, so they did a stress test. Baby was fine. They let me go home and, gave me a couple of steroid shots.
For the baby's lungs.
And, came back the next day and they, Noelle sent me to the hospital to be induced. So that was, that's the major difference between my two births is Bowen.
You were not happy.
I was not happy because
and pretty much everybody on the flow knows she's not happy. She's being induced.
Not happy about being induced because I have a plan and that was not the plan. But you know what? One thing that I was thinking about and praying about for this is a lot of when we were gonna do this podcast, a lot of moms, like natural birth mamas, not that there's a negative connotation around being induced, but kind of because it's not our the plan, and a lot of times it's a bad thing. And I'm here to tell everybody that I had a good experience.
I love it
with induction, and granted, I had already had a baby,
right?
So I knew what it felt like
for sure.
But I just did. I had a really good experience with induction. Noelle did the.
The balloon.
The balloon
catheter.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So then we went that day and and then I was going to have her the next morning. Are they going to start the Pitocin the next morning? And the sweet nurse, oh my goodness gracious. She was so sweet. She was like, honey, there's no way you're dilated to a 5. There's no way. And I'm like, you better check me. So she came in and took the balloon out. Sure enough, I was a 5. But once she took the balloon out, it slowed me down for the night. And I was thankful because we got to rest a little bit. And the next morning, they came in and broke my water. 7:30 was it? 7:30 maybe?
Probably.
And it was a rainy day. I'll never forget it. It was a rainy day. And I remember I was like, Micah, I do not want you to come up here, waste your time. You know, like, just wait. I'll let you know.
And don't get out in the weather. Don't,
yes. I'm like, it's raining. It's fine. Stay, you know, stay put until I know for sure, you know. So they broke my water about 7:30 and started the pit. And I will never forget. Taylor is the true hero from my second birth. He was like the messenger that like went back and forth to the door. Like, she's feeling this or coming. They like, it was so strange. They like left me alone. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going to be a while. And right, even the doctor, sure. Even the doctor was like, I'll see you like one or two. And I'm like, this baby's coming. This baby's coming. And I think I texted you or Taylor had them turn down the Pitocin. I want to say like 8:30, 8:45. I was like, this is too much. Mm-hmm. And some nurse, it wasn't even my nurse, came in and she could see. And
she's probably a charge nurse.
Yeah. And she turned it down. Was that like a 10? And she turned down a 5 maybe? Is that a thing or no?
Yeah, it is. And that's not very high. It's really not. I mean, what that means is your body was ready.
And my body knows what to do. And that
little bit of breaking water and pit just pushed you off the cliff.
Right off the cliff. So I remember texting you like, I think maybe head up here. And I feel like 5 minutes later, I was like, I'm bearing down. I need you to get up here right now. Nobody's in here. Nobody believes me.
Yes. I do remember you saying that. I've got this nurse that just won't believe me. Like, I am in labor.
Yes, I was a 5:01, and then Taylor was yelling at the door, come check her. She's bearing down. Gosh. And she was like, no, baby, I just checked you 15 minutes ago. So, I mean, I went from a 5 to a 10
in no time.
And you made it right in the door.
Yep.
Right in the door. And you came in and you and Taylor turned me over on my side.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I looked at you and I was like, Micah, I cannot, she's coming mm-hmm. down my birth canal right now.
It was happening so fast. And I mean, here's the thing. Becca already had a fast birth for all practical purposes with Bowen with her first. Yes. Okay. So this is like, I can remember you kind of having a hard time wrapping your head around it, even though you knew I'm in labor. She's coming. You were still like almost not resisting, but you were struggling with, really? Is this really happening? I mean, golly, like I cannot even, I wasn't prepared. I don't know. You couldn't wrap your head around it.
Well, because it was happening so fast.
It was so fast.
And maybe part of that was like, honestly, I was trying to tell them, like, I'm telling you, I think this is happening. I think, are you sure you can't see her head? Like, what am I at? This is, goodness, I've loved every single nurse. This is not like a nurse bashing thing. God bless them. But they just were like, no, honey, like, you're fine.
Because it doesn't happen that fast. Yes.
Yeah. And so.
They just thought they got one of those. Little whiny babies.
Like a little B-I-T-C-H in the room. And I was like,
she's one of those, room 36. Oh my God.
And I was like, please, I've had a baby before. Naturally, anyways, long story short, Ainsley just flew out on the table. Nobody was in the room but you mm-hmm. and Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not even at the bed. He was at the door yelling for them.
This baby's coming.
Yeah, he was like, get in here. And sure enough, 10 or 12 of them ran in real quick when she was on the table and tried to put something under my hiney. And, you know,
like, I was like, it's too late for all that, you guys. Late.
She's here. And then the doctor came in, you know, 5 minutes later, and I'm still got a bill. Can you believe it? Still got a bill. You weren't even delivered
my own damn baby. Why?
Can I please get at least a discount?
Girl, that's so funny.
Yes. But it was such. The just broad picture of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Several test results later showed that mass was nothing, just caused hormonally. But truly, if I wouldn't have been monitored by the MFM, I wouldn't have known that I had no amniotic fluid. Right. I wouldn't have known that her cord was wrapped twice. Oof. And
it could have gotten dicey, bigger. Yes, for sure.
And so it's just this huge blessing. Like, God's plan is all so far better and well thought out than ours ever could possibly be.
I would love for you to speak to these IVF parents. I would love for you to empower them a little bit in their journey.
Well, I'm going to tell a story.
Good.
A little story.
Come on, girl.
And it actually just came about a couple weeks ago.
Cool.
I have a friend here in town. I'm not going to say her name, but I have a friend here in town who had a miscarriage before I was even pregnant with Bowen.
Okay.
And I told my mother-in-law about, you know, she was in our Bible study. We, you know, put her in the prayer group and right. we prayed over her. And my mother-in-law went and dropped off, what are those little angels called? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like
Willow tree angels.
Oops. Okay, yeah.
So she went, I mean, this is 7 years ago.
Right.
More than 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Went and dropped off a little willow tree angel at her house. And, just, I'm praying for you. I'm thinking about you. I'm so sorry. My so mother-in-law sweet. Also struggled with infertility with my getting pregnant with my husband.
And she didn't have as many options as there are now, I would imagine.
Well, do you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
My first fertility doctor that I saw in Dallas was her fertility doctor.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
What a beautiful story that is.
It is. When me and Taylor walked in the office, he was in tears.
Oh my gosh.
It was so incredible.
I love that.
It was so incredible. But so that's special to her. Mm-hmm, so she went and dropped off this willow tree angel at my friend's house. And lo and behold, she got pregnant. And then we were still struggling to get pregnant. So she gave it to me.
Aww.
And then when we were done, I gave it back to her. And then she gave it back to me. And then I had it, and there was somebody, a friend from Baylor that I don't really even know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know from Baylor, but like we're not in contact just through our fertility struggle. He messaged me on Facebook and was like, hey, like, can you just be praying? Or do you know of anybody? I've had this friend, they've been through four rounds or whatever.
Wow.
And I was like, actually, I just got pregnant with our second kid. We've got so many extra meds. Can I just have her address? I'll mail her and she can bring them to her doctor. I mean, because you know how expensive it is.
Sure.
Nothing's covered. And so we mailed them to her with this willow tree angel.
Oh my gosh.
And she got pregnant.
Oh, I love it.
I know. It's so sweet. And then almost like a year and a half later, got pregnant again. And then she just messaged me last week or 2 weeks ago. And she said, hey, I just have to let you know that the angel's still working.
Aww.
And she then sent it to somebody else who in turn still had been through like four IVFs. And so this little traveling angel who has absolutely no powers
in the whole world. We don't believe in idols.
No, gracious sakes, how yucky. But how sweet is our God to just share, you know, with each other, that sweet encouragement is really what it was.
It is.
People just like you have walked the same path.
Yeah.
And it's not over until it's over.
So join me next week for part two of Becca's story. Hey, thanks for joining me on Game Day, Birds Not Balls. You can follow me on my Instagram page at MyDoulaMicah. You can also find me on WacoDoula.com, Waco Doulas on Facebook. And if you like what you heard, you can subscribe or you can find us on RogueMediaNetwork.com. Thanks for joining us.
This has been a Rogue Media Podcast.